Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
That interview with Matt Moore was awesome. Tons of information. I can't wait for the NBA draft on Thursday night. Not because I'm interested in like what the teams are doing, but lots of bets.
Gave us a lot. I mean, that was a 15-minute interview. And the thing I like the best about it, we just like, yeah, let's get through 1 to 5 in like 5 seconds, because we're running out of value to find those things. And let's get to like actually the, you know, kind of the reasonably juiced props that are really offered everywhere. The menu for NBA draft is pretty good. And, you know, 25, 30 players usually offered with draft positions, exact picks. And he really went deep. I mean, guys that you hadn't really probably thought a lot about. Those bets pay the same as Evan Mobley or pay the same as Cade Cunningham or whatever you're interested in at the top. So, yeah, love that stuff.
All right, golf bets to come to close the show. Our bets on Olympic golf. Major League Baseball bets, 6:20 p.m. Eastern. BetQL's five-star plays to start the Power Hour. Cody Decker and Pete Futak in hour number 3. Ken Barkley's going to talk about Oregon-Washington UFC. UFC. USC.
USC.
I feel like I'm all over the place verbally today. I need a vacation. I need a vacation from my
good news is you got one coming, right?
Yes. And I am going to come back, by the way, like shut out of a cannon for 6 months straight after that.
Wow.
I'm actually like mentally, oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Eli, I'd like to take off that first Monday after Nick gets back. Is that
what I mean, you don't even need to be there really.
Like, right. I'm going to get in the car right over here and just drive home. I'll be good.
Yeah. I'm going to get 100 texts from Nick that Monday saying, are we doing this? What are we doing now? What are we doing next?
Here's the first text, 8:15 a.m.
Well, yeah, I mean, to be fair, like, how would that be different from like any other day that we do the show?
No, but I've experienced this every time you come back from vacation. This is not, I respect it. Like, you're all ready to go. So we got like 100 things that you want to get to, which is fair. And you're excited to share it.
Ken's screen is going to freeze in like the second segment, and you won't recognize, and you won't know until the third segment of the second hour.
I'll be like, just stay like that.
Because listen, man, vacation next week for me, preparation for the football season, like not necessarily mentally balls to the wall right now, but we're going to be there, baby, for 6 months straight coming up after this vacation. So excited for that. So let me try this again. Oregon, Washington, and USC to make the college football playoff. Ken's going to tell you what the deal is with Arizona State. And if UCLA under Chip Kelly can make some noise this season in the old Pac-12. But now we close our number 2, Rick, with an Eli Hershkovich joint.
I know you might miss some things in the news from time to time.
At the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
But that's why we're here, to help keep you in the know.
News team, assemble!
It's Betting Aside on You Better You Bet.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
We're doing all right.
Doing good.
I don't know if Bill has seen my texts, but I've asked him now twice to put me on video. I'll add myself to the stream. And Bud Elliott.
Now here's a picture of Bud Elliott from 3 Fridays ago. That's what
there we go. Awesome. Now we're
Bill just cracking jokes, apparently, via visual medium.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah. Eli goes like, no one's checking my text. Welcome to Ken and I's life.
That's fair. That's very fair. It's a good point.
I'm still waiting for the Patrick Mahomes sound coming back from break in the second segment of the show today.
I'm in the middle of a monologue or a commentary, and I have Eli being like, "Ken, do you have windows open? Ken, do you have windows?" Yeah. I'm literally in a sentence, right? I'll stop the sentence and I'll go check, and you can do the.
And by the way, I'll give Ken a lot of credit here. Is that Ken is almost to the point in his career as a talent where he's able to seamlessly do that? Where I can almost. He's almost got it down, Pat, where I can't tell that he's doing it anymore. I'm still not there yet. I'm close. But he's almost there. He's almost
there.
That's a skill to develop over time.
All right. So back to the more important thing. This is the first time Ken is playing this game. So, Ken, I'm going to give you two options.
By the way, Eli, if you run internet tests, because like your internet doesn't look like it's great. Like, maybe we should be looking to run some bandwidth tests here.
There are a lot of internet issues. At least I'm on screen, right? At least we have that for us.
Eli Blershkovich. I'm sure
pretty Eli much. Is it that bad where I can't talk?
Let's just do it.
Just do the news.
It's fine.
News. Yeah. It looks like local news. Yeah.
That's fair. All right. So... We're going to present four news topics to you, and you'll have to decide between one or the other. So I'll give you two stories. You pick one. Which would you rather do? Kind of like a would you rather. Same thing for the other two.
Can I just interject here? So like last week, for instance, Ken, like it was like, man, let's bear out of car. Bear runs away. So you have to let a bear out of your car, or guy sets record for most burpees done in an hour. So it's either you have to try to do 900 burpees in an hour or let a bear out of your car and see what happens. So that's kind of like what the game is.
Okay. Probably pick the bear, but yeah, let's go. Yeah.
So did I, by the way.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right. So option number one, skydivers complete 32 high and low fives in the air for a Guinness World Record.
Okay.
Or Idaho men pass giant ball 356 times in 3 minutes for the Guinness World Record for that respective category.
So it's just, what would I rather do? I mean, I wouldn't be able to do the ball thing probably because it just sounds impossible, but I am like deathly afraid of heights. Like I would never pick the skydiving thing in a million years to like, you couldn't, if you offered me $10 million to go skydiving, I would say no. Like I would just immediately, I would shut it down immediately. Would never do it.
You wouldn't go skydiving for $10 million?
No, I wouldn't.
I'd do it for like probably $1,000. I would go skydiving.
I would like go into cardiac arrest as I was jumping out of the airplane. Like it's just like a no-go for me. Like I just can't. But the question here is what, like which of these do I think I could do?
Well, it's like one is by land and one is by sky. It's the one on the land, obviously.
Well, except like what was it, passing the ball how many times, Eli?
356 times in 3 minutes, mind you, 3 minutes.
So there's 180 seconds. So it's basically like once every half second.
Yes. And I'll probably use that audio for the open next week.
Like I could do that. Why couldn't we do what? That seems like a, I mean, seems like one of those world records we just made up.
Yeah. It's what I talked about with the bear thing last week. It's like whatever gives me like less of a chance of dying, I want to do. So I'll stay on the ground.
Well, also with the skydiving, it was 35, what is it, high fives and low fives or whatever. So they had to do them before they open the chute, or do they open the chute and then do it?
No, you do it in the air.
I could read the story, but Nick got pissed when I read the story.
Right. You do it and then pull the cord right after, right? What happens when you get to like 32 and you're getting like pretty close? Then you're like really freaking out. You're like trying to.
Then you die. You hit the ground. Right. You die.
Yeah, that's but at least you did it for a good reason. Trying to do high fives in midair. Yeah.
And Eli thinks this is NPR. He's going to read news stories here. Eli, what do we have coming up next?
All right, a couple more stories to go. Rick, this is up your alley. McCormick will pay Taco Lover.
This is going to be insulting. Whatever this is.
No, it's not. We talked about it during the break. I think Rick, I would.
This
do
is
it.
Up your alley. Garbage decided to.
That's rude. Anyways. Go ahead. Yep. McCormick will pay Taco Lover $100,000 for 4 months' work. So can I read the little bit of the story, or are we just going to ask me?
Well, I think you need to read the story because no one understands what you're talking about.
Yeah, you just read something with like no articles or like words between words, and I don't understand. So
okay, I would like to read the story. I'm just making sure Nick is okay with that. Got to make sure King Kostos is okay.
You know
with
what King Kostos wants? For things to make sense. That doesn't make sense, so please make it make sense.
Spice company McCormick will pay a Taco Lover $100,000 over 4 months to innovate new seasoning mixes and dig deep into all things taco. It sounds like a promo I would write. Do you eat tacos like it's your true calling? McCormick questions in an interview or in an overview of the job.
Okay, we get it. Okay, what's the next one?
Okay, and what's the other one?
Maryland man turned $100 lottery ticket win into $50,000. So mind you, I'm asking, would you rather do the 4 months work for double the pay or just that one time a lottery ticket into $50,000?
Well, it's not just like, it's also you have to, like, all you eat basically for 4 months straight is tacos.
Correct.
So you get twice as much money as if you just like basically like pushed a button and won $50,000 basically.
Yeah, I'll take the 50 grand.
Yeah, I'll do the 50 grand immediately. Yeah.
Like, I like tacos. I don't like tacos that much.
Yeah. And like, I don't.
Unlimited tacos and $100,000?
Yeah, but the problem though is like it's. I think it would reach the point where like you'd be like probably like 3 weeks experiment. In and dying for something else, like anything else to eat.
Right, and they'd be like, "Let's talk about cayenne pepper," and I'd be like, "Please stop talking to me."
Like what about cumin? Start retching immediately.
Yeah,
paprika. No, please, anything else. Can I have a salad, please? Anything. I'll
take the 50K, and then I could spend. So it's 100K over 4 months, so $25,000 a month. Like, I'll take the 50K, and then spend the 4 months trying to earn more than another $50,000 doing something that's not like experimenting with spices 24/7 with tacos.
Exactly. Like, I'll take the 50K and put it on Eli's Bets Tonight in Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays. Boom. Right.
Why would you spoil that? That's mean.
Well, the nation knows because they heard it on the award-winning sports betting minutes today, Eli.
Right.
That's true. I'm excited for my rationale, by the way, because I feel like it's right up Ken's alley. So
I'm excited for my rationale.
Yeah, I'm excited to share my rationale because
you know what I love?
Like right up your. All right.
Are there any more news stories or is that it?
That's it. Well, you guys, last week we did two on two. So I thought that was going to be enough for today, but apparently not.
Well, I don't know. I think last week kind of like led to more discussion, like the bear or the burpee. You know what? I'd like Ken to answer that one. Would you rather let the bear out of your car or try to attempt to do like world record for burpees?
You said this earlier. So that means I like had the bear in my car and drove somewhere with it.
No. So there's a bear in your car. You are out of
the
car.
How did he get there?
Irrelevant. Immaterial. Doesn't matter. For the
but he just got in, like at that moment.
The bear is in your car. The bear is in the car. You open the door. The bear gets out of the car and the dice are rolled for that point. Whatever is going to happen is going to happen. Or you could try to set the world record for most burpees in an hour.
And what's the record for burpees?
Oh, it doesn't matter. You're not going to set it. It's like you try to do as many burpees as you can.
Or just do as many burpees as I can in an hour.
Yeah, it was in the 300s for sure.
Yeah.
So if I just try to break the record, there's a 0% chance that I die.
Thank you.
I would be miserable.
Thank you.
But if with the bear, there's a greater than 0% chance that
that's what I'm saying. They thought I was nuts last week for saying this. Like,
living.
Good.
I like living. I'm very.
I mean, you could die from attempting to do that much of a workout if you're not ready for it.
But if I just have to attempt it, that it's an hour, then like, whatever, I'll just get really exhausted after and like, 5 minutes.
Ken, they were making the case that like the bear's just going to be like a bear just gets out of the car and just runs off like it's hungry. It's going to go look for food, or it's going to smash your head in and eat you and maul you.
Because if there's one thing we really, really know for sure about animals and nature and the food chain is that it's the most predictable thing in history and nothing ever goes wrong. Yeah,
it's like, or they don't play by our rules. And it's like, it's a go away bear. Guess what? The bear doesn't speak English. It speaks bear. It wants to eat you.
I think even if it spoke English, it would still try to eat you.
Yeah,
I mean, he would say, you'd say, go away, bear. He would say, no, I'm hungry, and then smash it.
No, I would like to eat you, please.
All right, this Eli Herskovich joint was pretty good. Yeah. We'll do this again maybe tomorrow on You Better Eat.
Nope.
Hour number three on the other side. Cody Decker, Major League Baseball, Pete Futak, College Football, and me and Ken on the Pac-12.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.